great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. And you can follow me at facebook.com/Clark Howard. Coming up in just a few minutes in today's Clarkrageous Moment, Verizon is in the bullseye today for putting the lives of firefighters and first responders in danger. I'm going to tell you what they did not do that they should have done later. And later yet, a new opportunity for you to trade stocks for free. Is that a good idea for you or not? I'm going to fill you in on all the free right now going on in the investment world. So I should mention this before I forget. There's a deal today from Sprint, the troubled, likely soon to be sold, fourth weakling player in the cell phone business. And right now they're betwixt and between, waiting for approvals that could take, I guess, as long as a year for T-Mobile to absorb Sprint. So in the meantime, they still have a business to run. And trying to attract new subscribers right now, probably not the easiest thing in the world. So they're offering a deal right now called Unlimited Kickstart, which is $25 a month plus junk fees for unlimited everything. So you got unlimited data, unlimited talk, unlimited text. You got to be happy with the Sprint network where you live. But $25 if you're just one individual buying your own service, or even a couple, I mean, two people being able to get service at $25 a month each is fantastic. If you sign up for what's known as Kickstart, it stays in effect till January 2020. And by then, I mean, Sprint is going to be done. It's going to be part of T-Mobile at that point, but you'll be grandfathered in on this plan till then. And then at that point, who knows what cell phone plans are going to be available, going to be on offer. That is quite a deal. Recently, the Queen of Soul passed away, and Aretha Franklin was reported to be worth, at time of her death, $80 million. That's a fantastic sum of money. And she died without a will. Same thing happened with Prince. I think Robin Williams died without a will as well. And so we hear about this with people in the public eye, and it's like, why? Why didn't they? But nearly two-thirds of Americans don't have wills. And many people who don't have wills have minor children, even if they don't have a lot of money. But the thing is, if you don't do a will and you have any meaningful amount of money, it can get really messy and really expensive and maybe nasty. If you have minor children and you don't have a will, guess what? Your state decides who raises your kids. And it could be that nightmare relative of yours that you don't even want to see at Thanksgiving is going to be the one raising your children or child because you didn't do a will. So there are many reasons why you should do a will. There are also people who don't need one. If you have no heirs that you're worried about, you have no money, and you just owe people money, you've got nothing, then you don't need a will. But in most other situations, you do. And depending on your situation, how simple it is or how complicated, it's a pretty simple one. You can do your own will and have it be fully legal. And the most popular program in the United States for that is one called Willmaker. And with Willmaker, you're able to do your own will. Let me see how much Willmaker is. It's $80 for Willmaker. And so for $80, and it works on Windows computer and MacBooks, does not work on Chromebooks, but you can use WillMaker and do that will. They have the new, wow, they sure are forward thinking. They have the new 2019 version out. And just for the next few days, probably because of all the publicity about Aretha Franklin dying without a will, through August 31st, it's half price. So instead of 80, it's 40, with a special code at nolo.com that when you go to nolo.com and you click on WillMaker, you'll see the code. I hate to give a code while you're driving around. I'll do it anyway, just because in the sense of thoroughness. WM William Mary 1950 is the code that gets you the new version of WillMaker for half price. But the point is, whether you use WillMaker, you use LegalZoom, or if you have a complicated situation, or you have a family business, or you have a lot of money, or you have family that you know loves to fight, then you hire a lawyer to do your will for you. The more complicated your situation, the more inappropriate it would be for you to use any kind of software program or service like LegalZoom, and the more it would call for you having a professional do it. But if you could have the second situation, you did a will so long ago you can't even remember when you did it, your life has changed a lot, and that will needs to be revisited and maybe even rewritten. Take care of those you leave behind by getting this done. Karen is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Karen. How are you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, Clark. Fine, thank you.
Karen, how can I be of service to you?
I wanted to talk about the MoviePass deal. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am familiar with MoviePass. It is a slow-rolling disaster right now, and because they're broke.
When we first became aware of MoviePass, which was at the end of 2017, we signed up for the monthly deal. I think at that time might have been $8.95 per person per month to see however many movies you wanted to see. So it did seem to be like a very bad business proposition, but for a consumer, something maybe to take advantage of.
All right. So since you signed up at the end of last year, how many movies have you seen using your MoviePass?
About 35.
No way. That's fantastic.
And we signed up in January for the annual deal, which I think comes up to about $7.95 a month. It was $89.95 for a year. So we signed up for that in January. And we're not huge moviegoers, but, you know, you see one a week, that's a fabulous deal. What's happened is recently, I think in the last couple weeks or so, your MoviePass app is on your phone and you pull it up and it shows when the screenings are. Well, all of a sudden there were like no movies appearing. And here I've paid for something that was supposed to last all year and I can't go see any movies. The last week we found out that there are ways to get around this. There are matinees where you can still get in, but it's certain shows on certain days and it's no longer just any movie you want to see.
Right. And so since they changed terms of service on you as an annual customer, you have the right to dump them. So you can terminate up through August 31st. And they will give you back a prorated refund if they have the money to give it to you.
If they have the money to give it to you.
If they have the money.
Right.
So what they did was they said, Yeah, we changed terms of service on people who bought the year in advance. And so we're going to give you 1 week to tell us you don't like the changes we've made and get back the prorated refund.
You know, as far as I can see, they haven't really told us what changes they've made. It's just now no movies are available.
Yeah, not only that, you're limited now to 3 movies a month, I think it is.
Hmm.
So you were able to watch, 7 movies a week, right? If you wanted to. a movie a day?
Correct.
And now you're able to watch one movie on average every 10 days. And they've strictly limited what movies you can go see to be the ones that I guess they can get cheaper deals on the tickets for. So any blockbuster new movie that's out, you're not going to be able to use your movie pass for anymore.
Okay, good to know. It was a deal that was too good to be true.
So if you sign into your account, if you remember your username and password and you sign into your account for MoviePass, hopefully you'll see the option where you can terminate if that's what you choose to do.
Okay, great information. Thank you.
Sure, and I'm glad it was nice while it lasted, being able to see, did you say 35 movies? That's a lot. Eric's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Clark. How you doing?
Great, thank you. Eric, you're pretty proud of your teenager, I guess.
Yeah, I am.
What's he or she been up to?
Well, she worked all summer long and saved all of the money she received from graduation from high school and has $10,000 saved up.
Wait. So she got, instead of gifts, she got some money at graduation, then she worked all summer, and instead of spending everything, she saved every last penny, and now she's got $10,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Sitting in a bank account costing her $5 a month.
Oh, man. So I was going to say, before you said that, maybe it's time for me to retire and her to take my place. But now that she's getting ripped off by her bank, she's not ready yet to take my place.
No, not quite.
So what are her goals? So, like, what would this money be used for in the next few years? Or not at all in the next few years?
Probably not at all. She's in college. She would have been on there, but she has a class. So she couldn't be on the air.
All right. Well, let's talk about what I want her to do with $5,000 of the dollars. Did she earn $5,000 over the summer or over this year?
She did.
I want her to slap $5,000 of those dollars into a Roth IRA. That's the maximum she's allowed to do. And doing the $5,000 in a Roth, that money can grow tax-free for her over the years, and being left alone and doing it as a teenager will just bring her so many benefits with the money growing and growing and growing over the years. It is fantastic that she's saved that money. I'm sorry, I misspoke, $5,500 she can put in that Roth. And so that would soak up more than half of the money she saved, and she puts in that Roth, given 40 years for that money to grow and grow and grow, that $5,500 will ultimately be a significant amount of money way down the road, all tax-free.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And if you will direct her to my investment guide, I have an investment guide that's really simple, really easy, and she can set up her Roth IRA and fund it all in about a 10-minute period.
Okay, great.
And so, you said she is 18, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so since she's 18, she can do that. And then the rest of it, put in a savings account online. She'll earn about 2.25% right now on an online savings account. That'll certainly beat the ripoff fee that whatever bank she's with is charging her $60 a year just to have the courtesy of holding that money for her.
Great.
And if you go to bankrate.com, if she goes to bankrate.com and clicks on savings rates, she'll see the highest rates available in the country today. And just grab one of those, open an account, and she's going to be making her money work for her that she's worked so hard to save, and good for her.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Today's Clarkrageous moment is something that I have been steaming about, and you may have heard the news reports about what Verizon did to firefighters and first responders in the course of duty fighting the extreme fires in California. It's today's Clark Rage.
Scams, ripoffs, outrages. It's a Clark Rageous moment.
It all depends on your definition of unlimited. So the fire department fighting one of the big fires in California suddenly had its data cut off because even though they were on an unlimited plan, after a certain amount of data use per month due to network prioritization, Verizon slowed down their speed to 1/200th of what it was, and firefighters couldn't communicate with each other. Firefighting units being put in danger, neighborhoods being put in danger of burning down. And when the fire chief calls Verizon, they told the fire chief essentially to go soak your head and wouldn't do anything about it. Verizon did nothing until it became a national news story. The only thing Verizon said, well, you can sign up for a more expensive plan and we'll turn the data back on. This is in the midst of fighting these fires. Verizon now is apologizing profusely and says they're not going to do this to any more firefighters in California or for the first responders dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Lane in Hawaii. It shouldn't require media focus or attention. And Verizon, I just want to know, what is the meaning of the word unlimited? And where is your humanity and decency as firefighters are put right into danger by your heartless, thoughtless, careless treatment of these brave men and women trying to keep people safe? It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to keep more of what you make. You can follow me at facebook.com/Clark Howard. One of the most expensive players in the investment community is now making a no-fooling offer of free stock trades, limited to 100 stock trades per year. And it is from an unlikely source. It's from JP Morgan Chase. Whenever you get involved with investing that's related to any bank, the investing costs tend to be the highest there are in the industry. And it's just not something banks are good at. Well, JP Morgan Chase is looking at Robinhood, which is an app that many of our listeners use that now has, get this, 5 million customers. 5 million. Because Robinhood, without games, without gimmicks, makes stock trading free. And they did so a good long while ago when people thought it would have no staying power and that it was just going to go the way of the dodo bird, whatever a dodo bird is. And it goes the way of the dodo bird because, well, the dodo bird's extinct. But Robinhood is not at all 5 million strong. So the question is, should you take the 100 free stock trades from JP Morgan Chase, or should you, if you want to do stock trading, build a portfolio, should you go with Robinhood? Absolutely, you should go with Robinhood. Because this is just a marketing gimmick on the part of JP Morgan Chase to try to get you into their house, get you to spend a lot of money with them, and the free trades is just a lure, just a loss leader. It's like the supermarket having a deal on milk or Coca-Cola or something like that. They're willing to lose money on just to get you in so they can sell you other stuff. You don't want to be lured in like that. So if you are interested in doing stock trading, better than on the cheap, doing it for free, check out the Robinhood app for your Android or iPhone. If you really love JPMorgan Chase and you want to do this, you do it through their app to get your 100 free stock trades. But my thing is not about buying and selling individual stocks. It's not my thing. My thing is about you owning a widely diversified fund or a series of funds where instead of trying to guess right on owning individual stocks, that you own funds for the long haul. And there's a new report from Morningstar, which does all kinds of research on mutual funds and index funds and all that. And they did a 10-year study that found that the return you get, or that actual investors got over the 10-year period that they studied, going in low-cost funds versus higher-cost funds or high-cost funds, that people had a return on their money that was almost triple over the 10 years being in low-cost funds versus high-cost funds. And one of the reasons is that people are less likely to jump around if they are more conservative, they're looking for lower costs, and they stay in there. Because when you jump around and you buy and you sell and you buy and you sell, you miss a lot of the gains that the market offers. I'm really a believer in the turtle rule with investing. Slow and steady wins the race, that you diversify your money well and widely. And the simplest is if you have a retirement plan at work like a 401k, that you put money in at every pay period, put it in the simplest of choices in the plan, typically the target retirement fund for the year closest to when you retire, and just keep adding to it no matter what is going on in the world. Just stick to the plan. And over time, even though there'll be fat years and thin years, good years and bad years, over the long haul, being consistent and putting that money in there is what's going to create financial security for you. Jim joins us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Jim. Speaking of 401ks, you got a question about something your wife is trying to figure out with her 401k. Tell me.
Yes, sir. She's been with a company for a couple years, just rolled over into a new company, and we are trying to figure out, we're middle-aged adults, and we're trying to figure out what's the best way to go. We were looking at a Roth IRA to take the money that she's got in her 401k and roll into there, or she's got the option of rolling it into the new 401k or thrift savings program that for her new company.
So
I'm just not sure which way to go.
Right. Now, you said something interesting. You said thrift savings plan, which is a federal retirement plan. Is she a federal employee? Or were you just
Sir. We both are. Yes, sir.
All right. So it would be definitely a great idea if she can roll the money in the TSP to roll it from the old plan into the TSP.
Okay.
The reason is that...
I guess the question is with that, just like you were saying just a few seconds ago, is there so many different options with that. We've got the, we can do it into the slow and steady to where it's set to her close retirement, or we can do the five or six different stock markets like the G Fund, F Fund, SC, stock market, and then international. So I guess if we're going to do it that route, what you were talking about is the best thing for us to do is do the long-term closer to her retirement age.
Yeah. So I don't spend a lot of time looking at the thrift savings plan, but I guess it would be the life cycle funds would
yes,
be
sir.
The right one to choose in that for her. It would be the equivalent of the target retirement funds I was talking about for people in a traditional 401k or Roth. And so I would, if I were her, I'd move the money from wherever she's had it into her TSP and then put the money into the life cycle fund based on her investment horizon when she would be spending the money. And do you know why I immediately said, well, if you got a TSP, you want to have your money in it?
No, sir.
Because the TSP is the lowest cost employer-provided retirement plan in the United States.
Okay.
So the folks who work as federal employees get a better deal on their retirement plan than anybody else. And so you want
to
grab it. So, yeah. So I'm curious, what federal agencies do each of you work for?
We both work for the Department of Defense. We support the United States Navy.
Well, thank you for your support and service to our country.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
And now we're speaking with Wendy. Wendy's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Wendy. You want to talk about your son?
I do. So my son got some information at his elementary school last year about a poetry contest, and he decided he wanted to submit a poem. Very exciting. And then we got a letter in the mail congratulating him, saying that they want to publish his poem, and there's a form to fill out, and it implies that it would be published if we buy a copy of the book for about $40 for the first copy and a $25 for every copy after that. And then there's also supposedly an opportunity for authors to win a prize, like a laptop or a tablet or gift cards, things like that. And so, of course, my son is curious, and I think this has to be a scam. What do you think?
How old's your son?
Nine.
Nine. All right. So you said that already. I'm sorry. So how am I going to explain this? All right. He's not listening to us right now, is he?
No, but I'm sure that I listened to the podcast, and I'm sure he's going to want to listen to this later on.
Okay. So,
but just be blunt. He can take it.
All right. So this is one of those vanity ripoff things.
Yeah, that's and, what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, and so everybody's a winner. Everybody gets the offer to get the printed copy of his poetry, and everybody else is put in a bound volume. And to call it a scam, I don't know that I would use that word, but it's what's often referred to as a vanity press, which is not a positive term.
Got it.
So I'm glad that he's got the interest in poetry and he's doing that already at 9 years old. I am very impressed because I am so literal that I can't write poetry, and I certainly don't understand it.
That's funny.
So he's got a great skill that will be helpful to him in his lifetime, and he should stick with the writing, but know that he should not, or you should not, spend the $40 for the book.
Thank you. That's what I figured, but I just wanted to get some other advice on it.
Well, and I'm so glad that you wanted me just to say it straight out for your son.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. And Shane is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Shane.
How are you today?
Great. Thank you, Shane. How can I serve you?
Yeah, well, I've been looking at, doing some investing for retirement, and my job offers a simple IRA that I participate in, but I had a little extra money that I could put aside, and I was looking at some of these investment apps. And wondered what you thought about them and, which ones were good and if there were any that I should stay away from.
Well, tell me specifically who you've looked at, and I can tell you if I'm familiar with them and what I know about them.
Sure. I looked at a couple, Acorns, Stash, and M1 Finance.
I'm not familiar with M1 Finance, but I am familiar with Stash and Acorns, and they're both great.
Oh, good. Okay,
they're the real legit deal, and they give you an opportunity to take your spare cash and put it to work. And so it is a really easy way for you to build up investments. And there are people who shock themselves that after a couple of years, they have, in the thousands, that they didn't realize they'd be able to save that they have now invested through the Stash app or Acorns.
Well, good. That's what I was hoping for.
And the fee with each of those is it $12 a year? Is that what I remember?
Yeah, they're commission free, but with a very small fee a year, it's negligible.
Okay. Yeah, $12 a year. Yeah, so that's extremely reasonable for providing that platform. It's amazing what these apps have made possible, the electronic transactions being so cheap that it's now possible for you to be able to put money aside in small amounts and build up an investment portfolio just pennies at a time, dollars at a time. So I would feel comfortable using either of them. And there's nothing I can say good or bad about the M1 that you mentioned just because sure. I don't have familiarity with it.
Yeah, I've looked at that, and that actually seemed like a better deal than the Acorns and the Stash, just because, you know, it gave you a few more options on how to invest, and you could pick individual, like if you wanted to invest in specific, you know, stocks and bonds and things, you could pick those. Whereas Acorns and Stash seemed like, you know, it kind of had an algorithm where it did it all for you, which M1 Finance has some things where you can say, you know, well, let's a tech portfolio or, a retail portfolio, and they would invest in specific things. But you could also, you had the freedom to choose different stocks and bonds and things that you could invest in if you wanted to.
Well, I will check it out and I'll look at it and see if it is something that I should be talking about as another choice, another option for people who are looking to put their spare change or small amounts of money to work for them. Thanks for the tip. It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you post a question for me at clark.com, and producer Joel asks it for you.
Yeah, Clark. Jason wrote in, he says, my wife and I are looking to do a long weekend or potentially even a full week trip, and we're open to just about any location and date with few exceptions before the year end. Unfortunately, any site I find asks for destinations and dates, but we're so open it makes it hard to find a deal. So how do we find a deal like you and your crew seem to be able to do so well? We live in the Denver area and we're leaning towards a beach vacation.
So Denver is now one of the most competitive airfare markets in the United States. And even if you don't live in a place that's ultra flexible because of all the choice like Denver, I'm going to give you the easiest tools of the trade. And by the way, we booked our next staff trip because a sale popped up for, didn't even last a full day, where we're going to Ireland on our next staff trip. And it was just a hair over 400 round trip. We were frantically booking 42 of us, I think it is, to go on the staff, to go on our next staff trip. But anyway, what you do now is go to kayak.com/explore. Kayak.com/explore and put in Denver as your departure city, and it will show you the lowest fare available everywhere in the United States, across the Caribbean, all around the world. You can zoom it out or narrow it, and it will show you for any time, if you want to do a specific month, you said any time this year, you're able to see what deals there are right now. And then you go and you hunt and see if you can get one of those deals. And that way you see, because the airfares have nothing to do with distance traveled. It's all about wherever there is competition at a moment, wherever there's excess seats and there's a bargain. That's my favorite way for you to follow my key rule, which is you buy a bargain and then figure out why you want to go there.
All right, Clark. Garth wrote in, he said, you spoke positively about the Moto G6 and Unreal Mobile Wireless. Is there any way to know if the Moto G6 will work with Unreal Mobile?
It will not, unless somebody already had a Moto G6 activated on the Sprint network. If you're not aware of what we're talking about here, Unreal Mobile is a cell phone service that is $10 a month base for unlimited talk, text, and 1 gig of data. Most people go on the $15 a month plan, which is unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 2 gigs of data. And they have a long list of phones on the website that will show you that will not work. So it is a lengthy list of phones that will not work. The easiest way to get a phone for Unreal Mobile is go on eBay. Sprint phones go for very little money used, and buy a Sprint phone that somebody's trying to dump on eBay, and then you're able to activate that on the ultra cheap Unreal Mobile. And cell phone service plans are just getting better and better, cheaper and cheaper. If you're just tuning in earlier, I had a temporary special from Sprint. It was $25 a month, unlimited everything. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast of our show, I'd love it if you'd subscribe. Whatever your favorite podcast app is, we're pretty much there. And whether you love what you hear from me or hate it, take time to write a review. It's how we all learn from each other, is from those reviews.